Hi, it's KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and my guest today is Sarah Driscoll of many different bands and musical activities, but today kind of talking about the Awful Purdies. Yeah. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to see you. And last saw you on a KCCK stage with the Diplomats of Solid Sound at Jazz Into the Stars in 2023. Awesome. What a fun night.
That was one of the best.
Yeah.
Thank you for that experience.
Oh, well, thank you all for, it's a good sized band, and I know it's not always easy to get everybody together, so yeah. We really appreciate it. I love the vibe and the sound and the groove that band has put together over the years. I was really happy when it reformed after being off for a while.
Yeah, and I love the way you guys have the stage set up these days with that big grass field.
Yeah.
Because we could see people as far as the eye could see.
Yeah.
And they could bring their chairs and their snacks. Like, what a great event.
Yeah.
I love that for our city. Thank you.
Well, it's always fun for us to put cool people on the stage. And speaking of cool people, the Awful Purdies have concert coming up at the end of April at CSPS.
Yes, April 27th.
And so before we talk specifically about, what's happening now, I don't think Katie Roach has been in to talk about different things, and we've, kind of referenced the Awful Purdies, but haven't really gotten in depth. So now that's your job. You are now the official historian. And so I know the band's been going for at least a decade, right?
Yeah, I feel like it's been like maybe 17 years. I'm not an original member, so
I've probably
been in the band for maybe 16, 17 years. Okay. So they've been together for maybe 18, 19 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew all the words to their songs, so it was only natural that I joined the band.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit. So it's an all-female band, and how would you describe the, kind of the musical feel or theme? What's the Awful Purdies sound?
I think we definitely fall into that folk genre, which is a great genre to be in because it is so diverse within it. We've got this orchestral sound because of Kate's cello. We've got, some kind of kooky weirdness with Katie's accordion. Marcy's been playing the stand-up bass, so sometimes it can sound really jazzy. Nicole plays the banjo, so we get some bluegrass hints. And so, it's all of that. And it's nice to be in that folk genre because we can do whatever we want, and we've got those nice harmonies that go in everything that we do. And so, we're just really open to all styles.
You mentioned that you're not an original member, but you've been with the band a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In those early days, is the sound something that you feel like kind of leapt into place full blown, or was it more of a situation where, these women got together and wanted to play together, and then the sound and the feel and the style came about as the band went on?
I think it's very organic in that way, yes. I don't think anybody kind of had any preconceived notions about how we're going to sound. And when we write new music, it just kind of comes out because we all have such different influences. We're all in lots of other projects, different sounding projects. We're all into different kinds of music. And so we all bring that to the table. And so, we don't ever have like kind of an idea like we're going to run in this direction for this next album. We just write our music kind of individually, or sometimes we'll team up in little pairs. And then we all bring our own thing to everyone's song, and it comes out purdified. That's what we call it.
Oh, purdified.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yes.
Pretty much all original music, or do you dive into, old folk favorites that people know?
They know a bunch of old traditional songs. I don't know that much. I'm not as into that kind of music. I mean, I've learned a lot because of, like, Marcy and Nicole and Katie knowing that style. But we do a few covers here and there. We like to pick weird covers that you wouldn't maybe normally hear a band like us do. We actually just talked about this last night in band practice. We'd like to do a few more covers. It's mostly originals what we do. And we have 4 albums, so we have, and then a bunch of songs that never made it on an album. So we've got a lot of material to pull from.
You got a big repertoire.
Yes. And So it is fun to dive into some of our old stuff that we haven't played for a while. But yeah, I think it'd be fun to learn some covers soon.
So we mentioned kind of the first names and the instruments, but run down the list of personnel and what they do in the band.
Sure. Kate Rowe plays the cello. And every once in a while, she'll play the violin, too. She's also got a bass, like an electric bass, that she pulls out here and there when we need it. Marcy Rosenbaum plays the mandolin. And she started playing the upright bass a few years ago, so that's been really fun to have the upright bass. And Marcy plays the guitar really well. She can play all kinds of stuff. Nicole Upchurch plays the banjo. And sometimes she plays the guitar, but she also plays the guitar like it's a banjo. Kitty Roche plays the accordion. She's got a bunch of different flutes that she plays. She's kind of like Marcy. She can play a lot of different instruments. And then I play the rhythm guitar. And we all sing. We all harmonize. We all write.
Mm-hmm. But talk to me about how the harmonies come together. I'm sure that, you know, after all this time, you kind of have a sense of who goes where, but I know as a music appreciator rather than a musician, I'm always fascinated by the arranging process because it's hard enough to write a good melody and match some words to it. But then to go in and then say, okay, this voice is going to go here. This voice is going to go there. Oh, cello needs to go here. Okay, no guitar, but banjo or maybe mandolin. Again, I'm sure a lot of this is kind of organic, mm-hmm. As you're working through stuff. But what's your mental process as you're working those things out?
Well, I think some of us, when we write, we'll hear, our backup vocals or our harmonies right in there. I mean, it's so second nature now to hear that when we write, or at least it is for me. And I think that's how it goes for them, too. But sometimes it does just happen organically. Somebody comes up with a cool idea and we just go with it. Sometimes we start down one path, and then we think, let's change it up. Let's try something different. And our voices have changed through the years, too. I used to always go low. And I think a lot of times it was because I couldn't find a place. Like, I'm not super great at, these really tight harmonies like some of the gals in the band are. So I would just kind of go low. And now, since I've gotten better at finding my place in harmonies, I'd like to change my lower parts that were kind of maybe a little boring for me into something, more challenging and up and in there a little tighter. And then Marcy's voice has gotten lower. So she goes low now where she used to be in the middle. So yeah, it does change. And I think it's good for us to kind of always go in different places. We don't always, there isn't one person that always goes high. Or there isn't one person that always goes in the middle. We really change it up. And sometimes I think it's just because you heard something and that's where you go. And then that's where you just stay.
So you've got four albums. The last one you produced, that one came about just in the middle of the pandemic, right?
Yes. That was so weird. It's called The Great Unraveling. It's a song that Marcy wrote before the true Great Unraveling. but yeah, we were in Flat Black Studios with Luke Tweedy. And then the pandemic, kind of shutdown thing happened and we were almost done. So we went in kind of individually or in little small groups of two to finish it up there at his studio while everything else was closed, And then...
So even though that album is 4 years old, I'm sure it still kind of feels fairly new because almost 2 years you weren't out supporting or promoting it.
No, that was challenging to, put out an album and then not be able to go around and promote it. But yeah, we're doing that now and we started doing it a while ago when things, when live music really got rolling again. But yeah, it does still feel new and fresh, but I think we're definitely ready. I think we're all writing new songs, so I think we'll probably be looking at doing something new here soon.
You have several gigs coming up, most notably in Cedar Rapids. Not a rare Awful Purdy's Cedar Rapids appearance, but the band, plays a lot in Iowa City and mm-hmm. and that area, so it's a treat. We'll call it a treat.
Yeah.
At CSPS, which is a perfect room.
Such a treat. Yes. Oh my gosh, I love CSPS so much. Yeah, we're playing April 27th. The show's 8 to 10 p.m. And so we'll do a couple sets. We'll pulling some new stuff, pulling some old stuff. We're excited. CSPS is nice because the audience is so, you know, they're a listening audience. It feels really intentional, the exchange that we make with them, you know, it's really nice. And then they've got the little bar out there, so you take a little intermission, you kind of get to mingle around and visit with people, and then you sit down and listen for a little longer, and it's just really sweet.
Yeah, you're right. It's very much a listening room, but it's also a, people come away knowing you as individual band members and as people, as well as musicians.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to have those conversations in a quiet room like that. You know, if you're playing a club, you can't really talk into the mic that much. It's going to get lost. People can't understand what you're saying. So at a place like CSPS, and their sound is always top notch, you know, so we can share some stories about why we wrote the song. And that, I love that. And that's why I like to go to shows at CSPS. It's very intimate.
Now, I know you probably are still settling in on the playlist. At the time we're recording this, we're a few weeks out. And picking a favorite song is like picking a favorite child. But if you know, if there is a moment in a show where, you know, you're singing, playing, and kind of going, oh, this is kind of the penultimate Awful Purdy's moment. Mm-hmm. It's this song, it's this moment. What, you know, when you are in that zone, which song is it? What part of the show is it?
Well, for me, my favorite Awful Purdy song right now, anyway, is Why Would I Be Small, that Katie Roach wrote. And I just love that message. And it's just such a groovy tune. So to me, that's like a standout part of the show. And, you know, we usually try to kind of build the playlist, or the, not playlist, but the set list. So it kind of builds. And then we also try to, like, take people up and then, like, maybe give them, like, a quieter song, kind of make it, like, a journey. But, yeah, so that song would probably come towards the end of the first set somewhere before we take our break. I love Marcy's song, The Great Unraveling, too. That's what we named the album after. It's good. It's upbeat. And then, yeah, Nicole has this song called Something in the Water that's really delicate and beautiful. And a lot of times we open the show with that. And I just absolutely love that song, too. It's really sweet.
The Awful Purdies will be in concert at CSPS on April 27th. And tickets available at their website, which is CSPSHall.org. And I'm sure you'll have physical copies of your albums on sale there, mm-hmm. because friends don't let friends only use streaming audio.
Yeah, we have records and everything.
Yeah, at least that's what we say around here, at least. Yeah. And then you've got some, I know you've got some other gigs coming up around the area, too. Mm-hmm. And I suspect that you've got a calendar on your website and your social media. How's the best way for people to connect with you online and stay posted on what's happening?
Our website, awfulpurdies.com, our Facebook page, our Instagram, they're all kept up pretty good, and we post a lot and kind of share stories of other women and other female musicians and of ourselves, and then we always have our shows posted there, too.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, have fun at CSPS Hall and your other gigs coming up. And thanks for coming in today. And come in again, and we'll talk about subsequent projects and gigs as they happen.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dennis.
Sarah, thanks again for being here. Mm-hmm. You can hear the Culture Crawl live on the radio many weekdays at 10:30. Watch the video on our Facebook or YouTube channels. Download the podcast at kcck.org/culture. Our producer is Lydia Kilgore. I'm Dennis Green, and I'll talk to you later.